Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community, learning together, even if we're not together in person. So every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study that idea in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that challenges and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day of rest as a community, and then Sunday is a day for gathering with others in our community, to gather with other followers of Jesus. And normally we do that as the Redeemer Church's family room service that we started last fall, and that'll be relaunching again this coming fall. Now, if you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course. Great introduction to the basic concepts that we'll build on with these challenges. Now, almost every day I drive by construction of all kinds, buildings, houses, highways. And one particular construction zone I drive by is where they're building a brand new highway and connecting it to North America's busiest highway. There are all kinds of new overpasses, new roads, huge construction vehicles moving around all over the place. And many days I'll drive by and I'll see progress. I'll see something new that's happened. I'll see a new piece of equipment. I'll see something has happened. But then there are other days where I drive by and it feels like nothing's changing, that everything's just at a standstill. And I'll speculate sometimes as to what the reasons are for that. Maybe the equipment's being used elsewhere, the people have been tasked with other things right now. And I've actually got a neighbor who filled me in on some of this. He works in the industry, and he described some of the reasons that work seems to ebb and flow. It comes down sometimes to when fish are spawning. They're allowed to work at certain times of year near rivers, and then when fish are spawning, they need to stop and make sure there's no risk of environmental damage. There are other seasonal ebbs and flows to the construction work as well. And I realized through talking to him that this project is way more complex than many of us realize. Many of us as taxpayers will drive by construction zones or other government projects and just wonder why things aren't happening at the pace we would expect it to happen. We think it's being mismanaged or it's just government sluggishness. But then, talking to my neighbor, I realized just how complex these projects are and how many variables they're taking into account when they determine how quickly things can happen, because there's a lot more to it than I realize as a guy driving by. Well, this week we'll be hearing the story of a man in the Bible who was tasked with a huge project, rebuilding the walls of the fallen city of Jerusalem. This was a huge job, and in the book of Nehemiah, we'll see some of the organization involved in that, some of the planning that went into how that happened, how they protected themselves from opposition, and so on. But we'll also see how God was behind the project, how God was the true project manager. At the same time that Nehemiah had a project rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, it was part of God's bigger project to rebuild his relationship with humanity. So we'll explore those two projects this week, but in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who you can form a discussion group with. Here's your question for today. What is the biggest project you've undertaken? What was the purpose for it, and how did you organize it? Well, I hope you'll share that story with somebody else in your life and form that group that I talked about. Have a great time, and I'll see you tomorrow.